exclusive from MalawiChoose.com. Another one.
Why is it that every terrible thing that has ever happened to me has been caused by me? I swear you swear I don't love me. It's like I don't even have my own back the way I'm always stabbing it. And I'm stubborn, I don't have an ounce of self-respect inside me. I've done the most horrifying acts to harm my body. Don't think I've ever been sorry. Sometimes I worry I might end up dropping dead on the pavement. I've even chosen the worst company of friends that I hang with. They all encourage me to embrace the worst parts of me. They're helping me to fuck my life up. Yeah, raise your glasses up, it's bottoms up when we sip on that poison. Searching for pleasure at the bottom of the bottle. Inevitably, we sink when we drink. And with that venom coursing through my veins, I clearly can't think. Can't operate without it. I've become an addict, I've had it with the sick habits. I'm done with it, I'm just having fun mentality. When really I'm blinded to the irreparable damaging effects it's having. And the implications are huge, since I'm supposed to be an example of an upright upbringing. Whose fault is it anyways? It's yours, goddammit, it's you, Donald. It's always you, it's always been you. Fuck you. Your mama struggled to put you through school. You food, you know how difficult it is to raise tuition. But then what do? You eat food and then you poop, you stupid noob. So what you think, you're too cool to get a job? You're too new, need a life lesson taught to you. You liar, you say you got addicted cause you wanted to numb your pain. What pain? You ain't seen nothing yet, you're your own worst enemy. Blaming me, but of course you're suddenly toxic. You don't deserve a pardon, I hope you die a painful death. You've even forsaken your faith, clearly you've lost it. I should smack you upside your head cause you're a graduate. But you're an A-class dummy, your face I should slap it. You're a disgrace to your family, your stress, you should shove it. You're an embarrassment, actually. Tell these people you call your fans, yeah. Go on, tell them for sure the truth of how on your songs are so but an act. You do stupid shit for a couple of views, but you're actually an immature, insecure, sensitive little bitch when you're poor. Don't ever pretend to front like you've got your whole life figured out. You don't, not yet anyways. Think, don't I think, you've only got your single mother left. And even her life could end in the blink of an eye. You know how it's definitely beyond the theft. What would you do then? You're clueless, you're useless, you're a nuisance. In fact, the only good thing you could be your music. But even that trash is subpar at best. You guessed it, I'm against it. I'm a guest, not nearly the best. And even the greats have some control over their own fate. At least they respect themselves enough not to be distressed. To never regret their own illusion or free will. Don't aim to impress, you're still on the verge of discovering what you eventually become. So what's next for you? I'm addressing you. What drives you? What's your fear? What guides you? What path are you on? You know, Tuna, if I was in you, I wouldn't tolerate your bullshit lifestyle and everything you've had me go through. Man, grow the fuck up. Learn some restraint, reflect, reverse. Take a second to examine your every step. Refrain from impulsive decision making and then try to find your escape. Replenish and reconcile with your source of power. Like before you consider taking your own life, pause. Take a knee, bow down. Dear God, it's me. How am I still around? You've got a plan for me, right? Go, what's my purpose in life? I'm so confused, it's like I'm my own kryptonite. So if I wake up when I go to sleep tonight, I pray you fix my life and I end up being alright. I'm against me.